Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is high-level conversation.
You know, first of all, I just want to honor you because I believe that even what we see today in this financial literacy movement, people talking about being their own boss, things of that nature, you know, you deliver what I say a lecture, right, on the Breakfast Club. And that lecture was first, you know, met with dismissal. It was met with anger. It was triggering to a lot of people because they were stuck on one wavelength of thinking. And you challenged the entire generation to change the way they think about creating generational wealth, right? About being their own boss. And in after that lecture, we seen many dynamics change, right? We seen people go about creating their own shows, producing their own movements, teaching things that were in direct reflection to what they were at first an adversary towards, right? Now, when you went up there, first of all, I want to start with that. When you went up there that day, right, you didn't know that you was going to change the world, or maybe you did, right? What was your thought process as you were trying to give game to the culture as you always do and you was being challenged?
Like when I wake up in the morning, when I go do something, what I always tell my crew is, are you ready for an adventure? I never know what's going to happen, but I always know something's going to happen. So in talking to them, I knew I was probably going to walk into a situation where they were going to be condescending and trolling because that's the subject matter. That's what their clickbait was at the time. But I didn't know the degree. So it's almost like playing ping pong with people. You don't really know what they're going to do or how they're going to do it, but you know you're going to win. So I didn't know what game they was going to play. But there was a tone when I walked in there, which got me in a very defensive kind of a way, just in a way where I was like when we walked in, I didn't like the way they treated my guests. You know, they were like, there wasn't enough chairs for like Daniel, my OG and Mook. And I was like, nah, get all that.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to put my son's cookies up there and they wasn't trying to let me do that. And then I noticed homeboy had the hat. I didn't even notice the picture. You know, I was, so I knew it was like y'all intentionally trying to trick me, but you know, if y'all, I always tell people, I don't ever mind any question as long as you don't mind the answer. You understand what I mean? Yeah. So a lot of times people ask me things intentionally to be triggering, but then when, you know, they get blasted on, they're upset at how hard I went.
Yeah.
And what I think people should understand is like, if you intentionally try to get a reaction out of somebody, if you get a reaction just because you don't like it, doesn't mean it's wrong.
Right.
You got to deal with what you just asked for. So I'm like that with teasing. Like if you don't snap on me, I won't never snap on you. But one joke, it's on for life.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have started it. You can't smack me until you are hard to smack you back. And then get mad at me because you weren't expecting to get slapped that hard.
Right.
And that's usually what happens. It usually looks abusive after a while, but it's usually that person starting.
Right.
And it'd be like, yo, And you have to understand, like, I come from an environment where if one person does something to you, everyone tries, even the weak people.
Right.
And even if you could beat everybody, nobody feels like doing that much fighting. So sometimes you just want to be like, look, I'd rather have an intellectual conversation than a conversation where, you know, I might have to say something that makes you uncomfortable on your own platform and be dead right about it. And the only thing that you could be mad about is how I said it.
Right.
And that's another thing, like people get upset about how you say things because that's an emotional thing instead of what you say.
Right.
And that's a test. Like the devil is going to say something nice to you in a nice way. And you're going to like the devil. And then he's going to trick the shit out of you like he has.
Right.
You know,
that's powerful because on the opposite polar end of that, God can say something to you that's good for you, but you don't like the way he said it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the society we got now where people so stuck in their emotions, they get caught on the connotation. what they feel about things rather than what they think about it, because most people are not good thinkers.
Well, they're just emotional.
Yeah.
And the thing about God's lessons, God is ruthless. When God teaches you, you rather get taught from me in a tone you don't like than God's tone. Because God gives you a shot. He says it nicely first on her. And then the next time, he gives you some pain. And that's the way people usually learn.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From pain. It's stupid to me not to learn from other people's pain if you have the option. But some people are so arrogant, they think that they're better than someone else. It's just like somebody that hustles and thinks they won't get caught.
Mm-hmm.
If 99 and a half of the people that hustle get caught, or that commit a crime get caught,
yeah,
it's like, why would you think you're going to win lotto in that way?
Well, people think they special without doing anything special.
But the things they think they're special about are the things they shouldn't. You should think you're special about not having to break the law to make money.
Right.
You should think you're special about not having to listen to what's told to you that's not logical.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. We're actually taught not to think we're special. You know what affirmations are?
Yes, sir.
It's someone saying, oh, I am important. I am strong. But you can't tell me how to give myself affirmations. When I was young, me saying that I'm the flyest and I'm the best, I'm called cocky and arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's you trying to tell me how to give myself affirmation.
Yeah.
I tell myself I'm great because I know I'm great. Mm. If I don't know I'm great, how is anybody else going to think I'm great? You going to tell me I should feel bad about telling myself I'm good because I'm not saying it like a yogi?
Right.
You can't tell somebody how to pray.
Well, we live in a world that a better hear you call yourself a nigga than a god.
No, that's a program. We're already living in a world where we're programmed to say that so that we divide and hate each other so we can't move ahead and so we won't stick together.
Mm.
It's our responsibility not to blame people for giving us that program. We have to blame ourselves for not being aware of it.
And accepting it.
And accepting it or looking the other way because you're used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're programmed, when you're like raised to, Or what do they call that? When they have like a...
Like traditionalism?
When you're groomed.
Yeah.
When you're groomed to think that, number one, God is not your color. When you're groomed to think that you should be lucky not to be working for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Doing labor for somebody else. That you should be lucky to be able to sit in another man's house that's not yours and just be able to work in it.
Mm.
You should be lucky to give me your master.
Mm.
So that I can sell it back to you.
Yeah.
Lucky I'm doing. Of course, they're going to say that nicely. Of course, they're going to say that over and over again. And the challenge is, it's a challenge. It's a test. The test is, if you're told something over and over again, if it doesn't feel right, if it's not logical, will you listen?
Mm.
And that's the ultimate test. Life's not meant to be easy. It's meant to be a test. So when I think about God, I'm like, oh, so God's testing me. Mm-hmm. He's testing me to see if I'm going to be aware of the Jake. If I'm going to sell drugs and not let a crackhead trick me, but I'm going to let some white boy trick.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I already survived the street.
Right. People don't make that equivalence, though.
They got to look at it. Kevin.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm Big Keys, man. We're doing blockchain things over here at the Block World Order. We learned about cryptocurrency, how to trade it, how to buy it, how to sell it. What are the strategies that we need to jump in and out? We're getting signals for trading. We're learning about NFTs, how to build them, how to utilize them in your business. We learned about STBs, soulbound tokens. We learned about DAOs, the future of businesses, organizations, institutions. We learned about blockchain technology. All of these great concepts that you're hearing about in the world, the metaverse, this gaming, we're actually going to learn how to build it. We're going to learn everything about it from the basics to the masterful side of it, right? Once you join Block World Order, you will now be a part of a community that will be working to build out the future. Not only are we going to be learning how to build it out, but how to take advantage and gain wealth within it. During these uncertain times, you cannot be without the skill sets of the future. Make sure you tap into the Block World Order. Because not only are we learning technology, but we're learning you. That's right, I said you. We're learning how you can take your mind and you can increase your intelligence by learning these new learning skills, learning how to hack the human mind, learning how to become a better version of yourself by understanding your multidimensional capacity, how to go from being nothing to empty your mind to where you can tap into new skill sets and start learning 30 to 40% better, to where you can have increased confidence, increased focus. We don't just want you to learn blockchain technology. We want you to learn yourself. Make sure you tap into the Block World Order. There's a new world and a new you way.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.